this morning for our Dharma talk, our Teisho. Mike and I had chosen a koan that now seems perfect. It's a koan about medicine and sickness. And here we are with Mike and Sandra needing to stay at home because of COVID. And I spent some of this week with a mild fever from my latest COVID vaccine. So the theme of medicine and sickness has been swirling around, certainly for me, and I think for many of us. So what I'd like to do is tell you about the koan and then investigate it a bit and what it has to tell us about medicine and sickness, but also about us. So this is a koan in the Blue Cliff Record. And the Blue Cliff Record is, as you know, a collection of koans from the Chinese tradition that is a core part of our koan curriculum. And this koan is the 87th out of 100 koans in this collection. And it deals with Master Yun Men. It's a very short little case. Yun Men, teaching his community, said, "Medicine and disease subdue each other. The whole earth is medicine. What is yourself?" Let me read it again. Yun Men, teaching his community, said, "Medicine and disease subdue each other. The whole earth is medicine. What is your self?" Yun Men is one of the great ancestors of Zen. He lived in the 10th century in China, and his lineage was the precursor of what we now think of as the Rinzai school, one of the major schools of Zen to this day. And Yun Men was a powerful teacher. He would speak in these kind of enigmatic ways, and this koan, I'm sure, sounds enigmatic. It certainly did to me. And he was known for shunning the attention of his students who would come and want to sit at his feet. And he would teach them, but in a kind of grumpy, disgruntled way. And the emperor actually built him a new monastery. But he really didn't pay much homage to the emperor, and he didn't like it when people wrote down his teachings. In fact, he would wring them out of his room. He'd say, "You know, I don't want this." And yet, even though he chased out many of the people who wanted to record his wisdom, his words consisted of the kind of old cases, if you will, and paradoxical statements that became many of the koans in our curriculum. So he was very important. And so to his teaching, it's often translated in different ways. So this line, "medicine and disease subdue each other," it's sometimes thought of as medicine and sickness are in accord with each other or correspond to each other. Mm-hmm. But even so, what could that possibly mean? I mean, when I first came to Zen and I would hear this kind of thing, I would just sit there and say, I don't get this at all. Zen is not my thing. They talk in strange ways. I don't understand it. And actually, many of the koans are meant to do this. They are meant to disturb us. I often wonder if they're meant to get some of us to give up and go away. But I somehow persisted, as many of you have persisted, with koans, with this perplexing practice. And what these koans do, this one in particular, is they invite us to look more deeply at the things that we take for granted. Wait, medicine and sickness, they don't heal each other. They're not in accord with each other. They're different. I know what medicine is. I know what sickness is. Okay, I had a vaccination this week that made me sick. And why did I have it? So I wouldn't get sick. What's medicine? What's sickness? Oh. One of the things we know is that in medicine, we have learned to use poisons to heal us as medicine. So some of you know there is an age-old medication called Digitalis, which we use for heart disease. Very powerful, very helpful. It's poison. If you take too much of it, you die. And in fact, it was used in ancient times as poison. And it was discovered that it heals, that it can be medicine. We think about spiritual sickness, and many of us come to Zen because we feel spiritually unwell. We're beset by despair, anguish, depression, anxiety. And yet, it brings us to spiritual practice. Most of us come here because something is wrong. We feel sick. And it is often the sickness that brings us to this very healing practice. How many of us have known people who get serious medical diagnoses? People who have had cancer, and who have said things like, this was one of the greatest gifts of my life. I used to think this was a platitude. I used to think these people are making it up. They're in denial. And yet, I've come to understand from my own life that some of the greatest sources of pain, both physical pain and emotional pain, are my teachers. They teach me the most about what it is to be healthy, about what it is to heal. And now, as most of the koans, this koan sets up a duality, medicine and sickness, and then says, not so fast. They're blurry. They interweave. One leads to the other. We also look at this from the perspective of duality, of the relative, the 10,000 things that we talk about in Zen. All the minute things, the world of form, that includes me and you and the dawn and the rain on the roof. And from that, our perspective is relative. So for us, we know what sickness is. But what about the perspective of the COVID virus? From the perspective of the COVID virus, it is having a time of great health and flourishing. And on the one hand, that sounds absurd, but on the other hand, it reminds us that our perspective is just that. It's just the relative view of Bob sitting here on a cushion, looking out at the world as though the world and I are separate. And from the point of view of the COVID virus, it looks completely different. Master Dogen, who we read about this morning, we read some of his teaching, Dogen has a wonderful way of expressing this. He talks about what the world looks like to a fish, and he said what the ocean looks like, and he said the ocean is vast and wide, and that's all there is to the fish. And then he talks about it from the perspective of the bird, where the ocean looks shining, dazzling, multifaceted. And he reminds us that each of us is in the world in this way. We can only see as far as our eye can see. One of the teachings is, we can only see as far as our eye of practice can see. And what this practice encourages us to do is to keep looking and look again and look beyond. Look beyond the dualities, the delusive stereotypes that all of us, of course, carry with us. Because that is what the mind creates. And in fact, the mind needs to create the world of me and you and start time at 9 a.m. in order for us to function in the world and to function with each other. So, nothing wrong with the world of 10,000 things. But what this practice does is asks us to look beyond the world of 10,000 things through practice, through sitting, through walking, to that experience where self softens, self falls away, and there's just the sound of the rain and the feel of the air on my skin. We are, of course, attached to health, and we hate sickness. When I got my vaccination this week, about a day later, I was feeling achy and feverish and gloomy. And then I had to go to a meeting with some younger colleagues, and they were full of energy and interest and aliveness. And I forgot about my aches. I forgot about my fever. Their energy became my energy. Where was sickness? Certainly they were my medicine. And then I left the meeting, I came back home, and there I was again, feeling sorry for myself with my aches and my fever. All in the service of healing. You know, we often think of spiritual teachers as offering medicine. You know, with luck, this Dharma talk might be medicine for someone, might touch someone in a way that heals. But we also, we teachers, create sickness. We deliberately agitate each other. We agitate you. We turn your assumptions about life on their head. We make you anxious. We make you confused. Again, in the service of healing. Yunmen says medicine and disease subdue each other, but he then says the whole earth is medicine. Well, how could that be? How could the whole earth be medicine? How could the heartbreak, the violence, the wars, the disease, how could it be medicine? That's our koa. That's part of what we sit with. But the fact is that we don't wake up. We don't realize our true nature when everything is smooth and easy. The lotus grows out of muddy water. We realize our true nature out of pain and sorrow and meeting difficulty. And so we come to this practice for medicine, for the kind of medicine that includes taking the precepts, includes sitting zazen, chanting the sutras, walking in the kinhin line. And all of these are the medicines that help us wake up. And so what we do here is we create a sense of urgency, that our dis-ease creates a sense of urgency to wake up. If you do not become a Buddha at this moment, when will you do so? If you do not sit as a Buddha at this moment, when will you practice as a Buddha? Yunmen, in the last line of this koan, says, seemingly out of the blue, what is your self? But it's not out of the blue, because the great investigation here is, what is the true self? The true self that is not separate. The true self that isn't lost in the dualities of medicine and disease, of me and you. We ask ourselves this question as we immerse ourselves in this Zazen Kai, and then in moments the question falls away. And we are just the rain and the cushion and the beating heart and the breath. Medicine. Thank you. So now,